Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
In a world far, far away from Leonardo DiCaprio, let's say good morning to you. Alec Byrne, nice to talk to you, Alec.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Brian. How are things?
Very good, thank you. What's your line of business?
Well, I just calling because I'm a diver with the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit.
Yeah.
And I just want to appeal to your visitor, to your listeners, just to keep an eye out for each other, to watch out for each other. Because this time of the year, people are worried about loved ones, and there's a lot of seasonal depression and pressure. So basically, what we do is we are charged with going into the Irish waterways looking for unfortunates who decide that it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much, everything is too much to handle.
So you, for people who decide to die by suicide, as the expression is now, you're looking at about 500 suicides in Ireland annually, which is an extraordinary number.
Exactly. I mean,
it's breathtaking, actually.
It's far more than road traffic accidents. The RSA don't have to deal with that number.
They're not covered as much because, I suppose, they're so deeply personal and awful and tragic.
Yeah. We'd work alongside the Garda Sabaqui unit and the Coast Guard, but obviously they'll have a certain spell of time that they can spend at it. Now we keep going, so you know there isn't the coverage obviously because it's so personal. Families don't want to involve the media or advertise it. It's still a huge taboo.
So when you get a call, what's the nature? Like you had one about 2 weeks ago, I think, in Howth, is that right? Or?
We did indeed, yeah. No, thankfully, no, that search didn't go on for too long. It was 24 hours.
Yeah.
But we literally send out emails and text messages to all our unit members. And if they can go, they can go. If they can't, they can't. But literally, it's just an automatic answer. You have to answer straight away. And in fairness now, I have to say that the guys are fantastic. The guys and girls are fantastic in the unit. There's always a good turnout.
Mm.
And they're all very experienced at what they do. So we've got divers. We have our own diver paramedics. We've sonar operators. Absolutely the works.
I suppose I was trying to think about what is it when somebody's standing on the edge of a cliff, which seems to be what happens a lot, and throw themselves off, or a quarry, or wherever it might be, we can never know what's going on in their mind. And then the family have to spend the rest of their lives wondering what could they have done to prevent it.
Yeah, families and friends are, you know, they'll always think retrospectively and think, you know, God, you know, that person was particularly quiet for a while, or there was something. So it's really, if your listeners can watch out for the little signs.
Yeah.
You know, if they're unusually quiet, just anything out of the ordinary, quiet or introverted, just anything out of character. Because it's always the small signs that'll be picked up afterwards. And, you know, it just makes the grieving process worse.
Yeah. And do the family ever, do they search with you, Alec? Or is it very much you're on your own with your colleagues?
To be honest with you, the families and the community in general are very, very good. They're very good to us. They'll come out with hot soup, and they'll do literally whatever they can just to feel involved. So where they might search on the coast or on the riverbank, we're literally in the water searching.
Okay.
We'll sonar the whole area and send divers in just to check out any anomalies.
And do you have kids of your own?
I've a 3-year-old. Yeah, he's my happy thought.
I'd say he is.
Between himself and the other little ones in the crash. So when things get bad, I'll always think of my happy thought.
Yeah. Oh, that keeps you sane and keeps you excited to get home, I suppose, in a given day. Well, you're very good to call. Thank you for getting in touch with us this morning.
Oh, no, thank you very much.
No, it's no harm to be aware of it. And as you say, as we're heading in that in the one direction, which is the 25th of December, and things are, emotions are heightened and moods are changed, and the world is a little different for the next 6 weeks.
Absolutely. If we could just say that the unit is it's a charity. Every member of it is a volunteer, and we rely on charitable donations. But I would like to also thank the Dublin Port Authority and Waterways Ireland, because they give us special assistance. They allow us to train in the Grand Canal Basin and the Liffey, for instance.
Good on them. Okay.
They've always been very good to us.
Good stuff. Okay, Alec. Well, look, continued success and good luck and with the good work that you do. And thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thanks very much, Ryan.
Take care of yourself. Thank you, Alec.
Bye now.